It's a cold spring day on Tom Springer's farm, but the strong winds and light rain do not dampen the spirit of Springer. He's showing off strips of land that contain tall grasses that would normally be farmland waiting for the spring planting.
And what we're doing, we're trying to create shelter belts up against these food plots for the birds and the wildlife to have shelter in the winter.
Springer is referring to buffer strips, the long, narrow pieces of land that take up about 1 acre for every 30 acres of this farm in central Illinois. The strips provide food and habitat for wildlife, such as quail and pheasants. They also provide a catch for some of the soil and chemicals that would otherwise end up in the nearby Mackinac River. That's why some groups call them filter strips. Springer is taking part in several state and federal programs that pay him to take the land out of production and convert it to these buffer strips. Springer says he likes having the wildlife around and wants to help the environment. But he says the financial incentives are the essential ingredient that make his buffer strips a reality.
It was getting to the point where us small-time farmers, we were going to get pushed out because of the economics of it. And so I went ahead and did this, and it's really worked out good. It's a different way of farming. It really is. What I'm doing, I'm farming the wildlife. And I'm farming the conservation program.
Depressed crop prices and growing expenses are making the buffer strips a more popular alternative for farmers. Adding to the financial advantage are not-for-profit groups such as Trees Forever and Pheasants Forever. They make contributions of time, materials, and expertise to farmers like Springer. That makes it easier to build the strips that comply with the state and federal subsidy programs. Tom Miller is with Trees Forever. He says the government payments get farmers to consider the program, but he says they stay in because they know what they're doing is right for the environment. Miller says farmers are learning the dangers of plowing their land right up to the banks of rivers and streams.
Typically in the past, it's been whatever farmland was there, they would farm up to the edge. But I think increased awareness and education over the last 10 years from local and state agencies and nonprofits help to farmers realize that you can't do that.
Miller says his group's buffer initiative and others around the Midwest are gaining momentum and making a difference in cutting down on pollution in waterways. But not everyone believes these buffer strips are the magic bullet to fight erosion and chemicals in the watershed.
I would say that they're necessary, but they're not sufficient.
Terry Kolbus is the director of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, a central Illinois governmental group that has pushed for numerous water cleanup programs. He says buffer initiatives are good programs, but he says it's only a drop in the bucket in the fight to help bodies of water.
But the other important source of that accelerated flow of water through the natural drainage system is from developed areas. So we need to attack this. The solution set here is there's probably 15 or 20 or 30 different types of programs that need to be in place to really get after this problem successfully.
Kolbus says land management plans that cover all types of land will be necessary if there's ever going to be meaningful progress in keeping soil and chemicals out of the rivers. Other critics of the buffer strip program say there's no guarantee the program will last because farmers are reacting to the subsidies. Tom Springer says he's heard the criticism that if crop prices go up or the payments run out, farmers will give up on conservation programs.
I think a lot of them, if the program burns out in 15 years, they're talking about tearing a lot of these out. Well, I'm not. I'm going to leave mine in. And they're on sand hills that were always burn up in the fall, you know. You know, that most of the time that didn't make much for crop anyway, so we're just going to use it for conservation measures right in here.
Organizers of the buffer strip programs hope all of their participants will have the same point of view as Tom Springer. Meanwhile, they continue working on finding more farmers to sign up for the program. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.